Chapter 3. Developing your content. Study the scientific results. A clinical trial yields a wealth of research results. There are usually primary and secondary parameters. Do your homework and inspect the scientific results thoroughly. Review them carefully. You may have to dig deeply. Enlist the support of colleagues from the clinical development or the medical marketing department, or of an outside consultant to help you. Interpret the data. Give meaning to the results by answering the following questions. What does the data mean to the doctor? How do you interpret the results so that they are relevant to the doctor? Which conclusions can you draw for the practice of medicine? This task takes a razor-sharp mind, time, and commitment. Do not expect your advertising agency to do this for you. They usually lack both the medical expertise and the research background. Develop your message. Based on the trial results and the meaning you attribute to the scientific findings, develop your answers to the following questions. What is your core message? What do you want to communicate? What is your story? Take the time to think. Ensure that your message is based on scientific evidence. A human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV test, usually shows either a positive or negative test result. A positive test result is bad news for the patient, who has been infected with a deadly virus. A positive result implies the following message to the patient: you are infected with HIV. A negative HIV result usually means that the patient has not developed antibodies against the human immunodeficiency virus. Positive and encouraging news for the patient. The underlying message here is everything is fine. However, a poorly developed and communicated message can have devastating consequences. In the past, patients told that your HIV test is negative have misinterpreted the statement as meaning you have the disease. Avoid irrelevant messages. One company for which I undertook consultancy work considered promoting their new product as a high-quality product. However, most products on the market were considered high-quality products. Hence, this is a marketing approach that does not communicate any competitive advantage. We therefore changed the message. A second company marketed their new blood pressure-lowering drug as effectively reducing blood pressure. Yet this is exactly what you would expect of all blood pressure-lowering drugs. Once again, this approach does not communicate any competitive advantage. Look out for competitive advantages. The market is flooded with competing products using similar messages. Are the characteristics of your product, your service, and your trial results different from those of your competitors? Does your message convey a competitive advantage? An average product with average service and average results equals no unique selling proposition and no competitive advantage. Work the angles, considering all data. Look for an angle that lends support to a unique or special claim for your drug. You need to stand out from the crowd. This is not about being experimental or extravagant with your claims, just about being distinct. Ask yourself, how is your trial special or unique in design or results? How are the results relevant to better patient care? Always communicate a balanced risk and benefit ratio. Ask the right questions. There are often nuggets of information you can extract from the wealth of research results. Information needs to be both clinically relevant and helpful in distinguishing your product by supporting a competitive advantage. Sometimes, asking yourself the right questions can help identify the appropriate answer in the research data. Probe in different directions. Seek insights from the investigators. The clinical researchers who undertook the trial form a huge knowledge base. Talk to them. Ask your medical colleague to introduce you. You will usually be given a warm welcome. Make time for a chat with them. What were their experiences of the trial? What impressions and ideas can they offer? Set the right focus. You need to emphasize the benefits of the product and not the characteristics of the trial. Details about the number of patients, design of the trial, statistical considerations, comparator drugs and so on should be kept firmly in the background. Highlight what the product can do for the doctor and for the patient. Always remember, sell the product, not the trial. Beware of questions about the class effect. The class effect refers to the potential interchangeability of substances within the same chemical class. Experts like to raise a sensitive issue during symposia and workshops. Can the study results be transferred to other substances within the same class, Or, can I achieve the same outcome with other similar products? One example involved a discussion about the clinical equivalence of ACE inhibitors, a class of antihypertensive drugs. The SAVE, Survival and Ventricular Enlargement trial, done with the ACE inhibitor captopril, showed results in favour of that substance. Captopril reduced the risk of mortality attributed to cardiovascular events by 21%. Keep tight-lipped about theories. The company sponsoring the SAVE trial and subsequently marketing captopril was Bristol Myers Squibb. When a representative was asked the class effect question, his answer was along the following lines. We have the data, they don't, with they implying the competition. Use similar statements if you are asked similar questions, and leave it at that. This is one of the rare occasions where you should be absolutely tight-lipped. Resist the temptation to speculate. You have the scientific evidence, and other companies do not. Learn the power of language. In your discussions, you may need to talk about alternative forms of therapy. How should you refer to them? When discussing the INSIGHT trial, Bayer used the term conventional treatment or standard treatment to describe the diuretic treatment arm. When justified by the results, these terms established the expectation of a treatment improvement. In COMET, carvedilol or metoprolol European trial, metoprolol was referred to as another widely used substance. Essentially, a neutral description. You should avoid the term reference substance, because this implies the definitive treatment. Your final message should always highlight your product and not the other form of treatment. Other forms of treatment such as control, standard treatment, conventional treatment, or another widely used substance. Think positive. Successful marketers have a mindset that focuses on the positive. This is a useful approach for marketing clinical trials. Marketers don't consider the glass half empty. For them, it is half full. They don't ignore negative aspects, but they are able to highlight the positive and desirable ones. Keeping the right balance between the two and appropriately representing the risk-benefit ratio of a drug is an art that can be learned. Capture the spirit. You need to distill your detailed knowledge of the trial results, of the product characteristics, and of the customer's needs into its essence. This task requires understanding and imagination. A clear and original message is crucial if you are going to communicate your competitive advantage successfully to your customers. Create a convincing message. What makes a message convincing and compelling? Make it concise, so short and to the point. Make it clear so that it is easily understandable. Make it credible, in line with other information and endorsed by a reliable source. Make it consistent. Repeat the same message to all the people you communicate with. Keep it simple. I know that details matter. As a medical director, I was responsible for ensuring that every detail of an advertisement adhered to regulatory requirements. However, as a marketer, I have learned to keep things short and simple. Brief is better than long. You need to boil down and condense complex issues into clear, concise, and crisp claims that everybody can understand. Keep the details for the specialists. There is no need to say everything. If in doubt, compress, reduce, shorten, abridge, and summarise. Check for clarity. Once you have developed a draft, please check, is it easy to read? Is it easy to understand? Is it easy to remember? If you do not get a green light on all three items, change and simplify your draft. Avoid pitfalls when developing content. The most common mistake is to put too much information into one piece or document. Whether it is an advertisement in a journal, a detail aid folder for the sales force, or a brochure for physicians. It is tempting for someone with a strong orientation towards research to try and cram too much information into a single document. These overloaded documents will drown your message and your prospects will not even bother to read them. Be concise. Keep everything you do straightforward. Avoid superfluous words, styles, symbols, and images. Pull out all the stops in your language while making sure that you represent the right risk ratio benefit for your drug. Do not communicate more than is necessary. Too many cooks spoil the broth, and too many details confuse your message. Eliminate any details that do not help you convey your message. Use simple language. Cut out any words that do not sell. Satisfy the need for a quick read. Move from features to benefits. The customers are not interested in those features of your product or trial that have no relevance in their life. For example, details of statistical analysis. They are only interested in the potential benefits that you and your company can provide. Leaving human appreciation and financial rewards aside, your main benefit consists of solving a health problem.